It's been almost a decade since the Toronto Second City television troupe called it quits, ending a comic dynasty rivaled only by the early casts of Saturday Night Live. Most of the SCTV graduates have wound up in the movies, but have any of them hit the comic heights they used to achieve so regularly on TV? Film critic Stephen Schiff has some thoughts on this after seeing SCTV alumni John Candy in the new movie Delirious and Martin Short in Pure Luck.
If in 1981 you had told me that 10 years later I would find the prospect of watching a new John Candy or Martin Short movie only slightly less nauseating than the prospect of watching Richard Simmons reruns, I would have thought you were crazy. In 1981, Candy and Short were two of the funniest people on earth. And the same might have been said for Andrea Martin, Catherine O'Hara, Eugene Levy, or any of the other SCTV lunatics. What went wrong? Several of them have all but disappeared from the comic ranks. Martin Short, meanwhile, makes terrible movies, even though he's always the best thing in them. Admittedly, he's a little hard to cast. He tried being a sci-fi hero in Inner Space, a good movie that flopped. He even tried playing romantic hero in the Marty-style comedy Cross Your Heart, a mediocre movie that flopped. The problem with Short is that he's too goofy to play the leading man in the standard Hollywood formula, boy meets girl, gets girl, loses girl. At the heart of his talent is his ability to go from nebbish to grotesque in the blink of an eye. One second he can play a wallflower, and the next he's a screaming meme. Unlike the oddly suave zanies who made it big after Saturday Night Live, the SCTV comics were dangerously short on sex appeal. They weren't smooth Chevy Chases or Steve Martins or Eddie Murphys. They were happy weirdos, a little too freaky for conventional love scenes. Still, Laurel and Hardy weren't exactly hunks either. Someone ought to be able to do better for Martin Short than Pure Luck, which is a pathetic remake of the slightly less pathetic French comedy The Goat. The premise is this. A tycoon's accident-prone daughter is missing in Mexico, and Detective Danny Glover can't find her. That's when the tycoon's advisor decides that if you find someone just as accident-prone as the daughter, maybe he'll stumble into the same black hole that swallowed her up. Martin Short, of course, turns out to be the guy who can't get near a door without slamming into it, and so he's hired. The tycoon even tells Short he's running the investigation. Glover will assist him, which, of course, makes Glover crazy, especially when Glover fails to recognize a suspect and Martin Short starts trying to reassure him.
I'll tell you something. I have problems recognizing people, too. Oh, sure. Yeah. Sometimes I'm walking down the street and I see a face reflecting in a store window. It takes me a second before I realize it's me. But the point of this is that you mustn't let it bother you. And you can be a great private eye and have bad eyesight. Anyway, you have a lot of other qualities. My goodness, you know, look how big you are. I wish I were half your size.
You are half my size.
Pure Luck is woefully logy and predictable. And yet Short is never anything but brilliant in it. You could say the same about John Candy in most of his movies, except that Candy seems to show up every couple of months in films so appalling that you forget whatever it was that made you love him in the first place. But wait a sec. I remember now. Candy was expert at playing glad-handing heels, MCs and lounge lizards who sweated a river projecting affability while their hands were rummaging around in your pockets. Candy's chuckling sleazebags were irresistible, but Hollywood fervently believes, with some justice, that you can't center a movie on a chuckling sleazebag. As long as Candy wanted to play a sidekick in a film like Splash, he could be the sort of wonderfully slobby cad he made his name with. But if he wanted that name above the title, and the big bucks that go with it, he had to file down the rough edges, which he promptly did. Now Candy plays feckless but lovable types, and his movies are syrupy and idiotic. The latest one, Delirious, at least has a funny premise. Candy plays a soap opera writer who bumps his head and wakes up living the soap he's writing. In fact, if he wants to write about how he drives a Ferrari, saves the heroine, and has every beautiful woman in the world slavering after him, that's what'll happen. Trouble is, a rival writer is working on the same soap, so Candy can never be sure who will be in control of the next plot twist. All of which would be fine if those plot twists weren't so uniformly lame and predictable. Delirious is so dull it makes Soap Dish look like the Philadelphia Story. Is there a solution to the SCTV slump? Only one I can think of. Since SCTV was a brilliant ensemble of supporting players, not really superstars, couldn't someone please bring them back together again so they could support each other.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.